How many of us have that courage to do this thing? If we haven't got that courage, then brothers, we can keep raising our hands and making tawbah and istighfar. That is just lip service. It will not give us any, it will not bless us in any way. So we must repent. There must be a change in our life. If we had 100 shortcomings in our life over the past year, then the Ramadan that follows, we must reduce it at least 50%. If not much, at least 50% must reduce. We must take stock of our lives that what have I made a change. If I was carrying on some illicit relationship with some woman in the past, have I given it up or not after the passing of the whole 12 months? If not, then another Ramadan has come, and at least now we must make up our mind to give it up altogether. Why I am telling you this, brothers, is that many of my friends come to me and I pity them. It's not that I look down upon them. I pity them that unfortunately this person, Allah, he hasn't got that willpower to give the sins up. And they come and tell you that, Maulana, I had this affair for the last 4 years and 5 years and 6 years, and then two or three children were born, and now this child is not a Muslim and that child is a Muslim, and please try and tell me what to do now. So it means that for years and years this sort of association carries on and on. Yet Ramadan upon Ramadan we raise our hands and we say, Ya Allah, forgive me, forgive me. So that forgiveness will only come if we make a firm pledge to Allah that, Ya Allah, tonight I make sincere tawbah that I'm not going to commit the sins again. Yes, after that, accidentally, a person is a human being, by temptation somehow he fell into the trap again and he committed a sin, then again he repents and makes tawbah, Allah Ta'ala will forgive him. But just to make tawbah and have nothing at heart to give it up, that is not tawbah. In fact, it is said, it is zambum mina zunub, that it is a sin from amongst the sins, that you raise your hands and make tawbah, but in your heart and in your mind, you haven't got any intention of giving up that sin, then it is not tawbah, but it is a sin amongst sins. And Hazrat Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani Rahmatullah Alayhi has said this, that this is a sin amongst sin. Now we must just imagine, are we making tawbah, or are we making sin upon sin by making tawbah? So this is one point that Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam has mentioned, that these angels do not enter these homes in which a person who has committed adultery or fornication and ghusl has become farz on him, he is residing. Then the fourth category that has been mentioned here are those people who display the tasawir, or in the present times we can call it photography of animate objects, whether human beings or animals. Those who display these type of photographs in their homes or in their businesses, etc., and they expect that the angels of rahmat will come in, then you can rest assured that if Hazrat Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani Rahmatullah Alayhi has quoted this hadith and Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam is reported to have said it, then if we have got love for Allah and His Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and if we have got love for the Awliya Kiram as we claim, then this is true love, that we must give up this sin immediately. Because we can have sincere trust in their saying that these angels of rahmat are not going to enter these homes, and we can keep raising our hands and making tawbah and istighfar, and we are not going to be blessed, then we will say, Maulana, I don't know why I make dua upon dua, but nothing seems to be getting accepted. So why it's not getting accepted, look into the hadith. Today, it has become even a crime to mention that this type of photography is prohibited. Because the ulama, the solaha, and everybody who claims to be pious and righteous, when a sin is committed by the good and the bad, remember this principle, that if any sin is committed by both the good and the bad, and it becomes in vogue, it becomes in general practice, then the seriousness of that crime leaves that ummah. Then the people don't regard that as sin anymore, and we are open to the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descending on such a community, whether it is in the form of droughts, famine, floods, disasters by earthquake, or tornadoes, or whatever we may term as, or gale force winds. All these things come when the good and the bad both become involved in these type of sins. So today it has become so difficult, because the moment you say that this is prohibited, they say, Maulana so and so in his masjid, in the presence of so many people, he posed for this photograph, how can you say that it is not jais? Brothers, those Maulanas are entitled to their own opinion. I am giving you the opinion of Allah's Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. I am giving you the opinion of Allah's Sahabas, Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam, Sahaba Ikram. I am giving you the opinion of Hazrat Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani Rahmatullah Alayhi, the greatest of all the Awliya Ikram, for whom we have the greatest love in our hearts. And if we do not want to accept their opinion, and we want to accept the opinions of those ulama who are of the latter times, who have become so influenced with modern society and modern environment, that they feel ashamed and they feel scared to even say the truth. Brothers, even if we are involved in doing something wrong, it is the duty of the ulama to say the truth, irrespective of what his own condition is. But the truth must be told, irrespective of the fact whether he loses his job, or whether it is thrown out of that town, or whether it is thrown out of that country, but his job is to say the truth.